what the price is, but...
Okay, okay, well, let me grab Jomo's, get that.
What is the typical price?
Yes, let me grab that for you right now. I have them right here to apply it for me.
Thank you for holding. Is this Jonathan and Brittany?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Better than bad. I will take it. I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to Weathered Roofing today?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you guys have any questions for me in regards to the listing or how it works?
I want to know what prices are really, and then I'll ask some more questions.
Okay. Yeah, let me pull up the pricing for the area. Okay. It's going to go for 40 minutes. Okay. Okay, I got a general idea for you here.
Yeah, I want you to draw that one. It's got all my shit.
Okay. What was that? Say that again.
I got a general idea here. Just based off of the guys that are up there now, like Florida Roof Bros, these guys are on a platinum bundle. So the platinum bundles usually go $499 month to month on the Google Partner website. I could get it down to $299 with the new in business credit. It'll save you about $200. And then I could lock you in at that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So if I pay the $300, so when I go, when anybody I know goes and looks up roofers near me, they're not anybody, obviously, but in the range, it's going to pop me up.
Exactly. They got to be within 40 miles of you, and they have to type in one of the 15 keywords that we list you for. You can hand select the keywords in your client interview.
I mean, the call is just out of the blue, so do we need to decide this right now, or is this something that we can discuss and maybe decide by the end of the day, or?
Well, the major benefit to you, Brittany, in this conversation is that we have a spot available for your area. There's a lot of roofers in a small area, but when you do this search, there's only three that show up on the first page. We only have one position available within our company as a Google partner, but my reps, kind of like Tara that you were just talking to, we're going down the list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill the spot, we close out the category, so we can't work with anybody else in that roofing category.
So if I look up roofers near me right now, there's only two that pop up?
There's three next to the map, but we have one open. We're looking for a replacement. That's why we're talking to you guys now.
Next to the map. What do you mean next to the map? We're looking.
Yeah, you're on Google, you just type in roofers, and then you'll scroll down, you'll see a map, and then there's three guys next to it.
Yeah, I got Thomas, JT, Richards Roofing.
Right.
And Roof Bros, and then it goes to Roof Bros.
And tons more.
Yep.
Florida Roof Bros. So, you say on the first page, and there's only three, but there's like 100 I see.
Well, that's when you hit more, like main businesses. You want to be on the first page. 90% of the searches start and stop right here on page one. So you want to be one of these guys.
So it's Richards Roofing, Florida Roof Bros, and BT Exteriors, Inc.?
Exactly. And there's also Google Guarantee. We could get you guys into that later on. Once you've established your Google business profile, we get at least 5 reviews. You know, we could talk about doing pay-per-lead up here at Google Guarantee. But I think this would be ideal for you. We should have more than enough business right here to keep you busy. And it'll be a lot better than paying per lead with a company like HomeAdvisor. If you guys scroll down the page, you'll see Angie's List and HomeAdvisor down there. And you're paying those guys for leads, but they're getting their leads from Google Advertising. They're selling them to you for more than what they're getting them for. They're selling them to 4 or 5 other guys, too. And they're charging you a lead fee even if you don't get the roof job. You know, if we list you independently up here, it's $290.
You guys sell leads too?
No, it's month to month for this one. It's not pay per lead. But if you do the Google Guarantee campaign, it's pay per lead.
Okay.
You see the Google Guarantee at the top? Yeah, I can actually pull the numbers. Hold on. I know it's $250 just to go through the application and background screening. You guys got to fill out the form and then go, you know, send in your license, insurance, everything. there's a third party that'll verify and do the background screening for you guys. Hold on 1 second here.
And what is y'all's company called again?
Local Splash. So L-O-C-A-L, like people in your area, and then Splash, like water. Said the leads are going to go from $50 to $75 per lead.
Oh wow, okay.
And you want to have a starting budget of about 13 leads too. So like on the low end, that one's going to cost you quite a bit more. I mean, you're talking, let me see, what, 50 times 13. Oh, here's my calculator.
650, something like that.
Yep, there she is. Yep. Thank you. 650 exactly, and then it's the 250 for the application. So today all you would pay is 250. And then the 650 won't be due until you go through the background screening. It might take you, you know, 2-3 weeks to get through that background screening with the third party, get all the proper paperwork in. I've seen people do it a lot quicker if you're really on top of it. And then with this one, it's not month to month. So what they'll do is they'll take the 650 and then you'll have a balance of the 13 leads. And then once you've exhausted those, then it'll refresh. So if it takes you like, you know, 2 months to accept those 13 leads, because maybe you got hung up on a job or whatever the case may be, yeah, it'll keep rolling over. It's not a monthly cost. But the good thing about Google Guarantee that encourages the homeowners to go with those guys is the Google Guarantee to the homeowner is $2,000 of insurance for the lifetime of the job, and that comes from Google. So not only does that homeowner have, like, your insurance and your license and your verified, but then Google's also telling them, hey, we verified these guys, we did the background screening, and we're even willing to back it up for $2,000 should something go wrong for the lifetime of the job. And that kind of incentivizes people to go with those guys.
Yeah. So yep. I am interested in doing the $299 today for the first three on Google. I am ready for that. And then
how long until that takes effect?
You'll be able to see results in the first month, but month two is really where things are going to pop because we won't have to go through, like, the Google verification process again. So, I mean, I could have you guys up and running, you know, in about a two-week period. You already have your own website and everything, right?
Yes, I'm sorry, 1 second. If we just do just the one where our name pops up near the map, not so much the Google Guarantee, but just for now where our name pops up in the map, fills the spot or whatnot.
Yeah.
How long until that takes effect if we pay today?
Yeah, that's what I'm quoting you on because there's a
okay.
Yeah. Brittany, there's a pin that they're going to send you in the mail. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own the business, but that's how you get the little red dot on the map there. And that freaking pin, it takes like 5 to 7 days to get to you. So that's where the hiccup is. But in the meantime, you know, we'll make sure that, you know, we do the client interview. We do all the legwork on it. So that way, once the pin comes in, we're ready to go live.
So is the $299 that I'm putting, does it start when it starts or does it start right now?
No, it starts right now because you're securing that spot. We're going to start working on everything today, send out your pin today, and let Google know that you guys are soliciting that space. So there is
so
a little setup period
I
there.
I will be in number three.
Right, you'll be a top recommended option on the first page of the search results. They'll be able to call you directly from there. But again,
okay.
we want you to try it for at least 2 months if you're going to sign up with us. I mean, it's a verbal. You're not binded to it, but we ask you to. So that way we have enough time to show you guys a good return on investment. The kind of work that you do, I mean, if we can nail down like 3-4 jobs over the next 2 months, then you know, now we're talking about working together for a long time instead of just trying it out for a month or two. So that's why they say that.
Mm-hmm. So do you got to pay 2 months up front?
No. It's month to month. So it's just $299. Okay. That'll cover you all the way until April 19th.
Okay, then I guess we're going to try it out.
You're going to love it.
I want to do the Google guarantee, but I'm not ready to do it right now. I'm literally in my truck picking up another truck, and we're about to get in different vehicles, and
We would still need to build up at least 5 reviews on Google anyway. So, I mean, if you want to just do the first month just local, and then I'll set a note here to circle back with you at the end of this month or in 2 months, and then we could talk about starting up the LSA. I'm sure the Google guarantee will already have the reviews by that point.
Yeah, and I was writing all my people. I started doing,
Yeah, we've got a couple Google reviews.
Yeah, and nice. People are supposed to be going there because I haven't had all the customers, and I started sending them the links to go back and do the reviews.
Okay. Yeah, we have an app that you can download to your mobile device. You guys will both have access to it, and you could just plug in the customer's number, and I'll send them a live link to that Google business profile. So if you want to send that to people you've worked with in the past or to the new clients that come in, you know, we definitely encourage that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get this $299.
All right, hold on 1 second. What's your last name, Jonathan?
Begley, B-E-G-L-E-Y, and then it's hyphenated.
Mm-hmm.
It's Y-E-A-R-Y, year with a Y on it.
Okay, Begley Yeary. Okay, saved. All right, I'm going to set you as the primary. I'm going to give Brittany full access to everything, too. Sounds like she's your other half there. What's your last name, Brittany?
Milam, M-I-L-A-M.
M-I-L-A-M, okay. And what's your phone number?
321.
You're actually on her phone number.
Yeah.
Oh, this is her number?
321-557. Yeah, okay. 0104.
Okay. All right, and that's the best phone number? Yeah, is a little weird.
Well, that's not the business phone number, though. You want the business phone number?
No. I just wanted her number in case she calls in. At least we know she's affiliated with this account.
Okay.
Yeah, I added her as a co-owner / manager. I just put her in that section.
All right.
So she has full access to everything but the billing, basically. But what's the primary business line for the customers?
321. 449-6637.
Okay. And then what's your business email where I could send you everything in writing?
WeatheredRoofing@gmail.com.
Oh, pretty simple. Okay. WeatheredRoofing@gmail.com. Okay. I'll send the invoice receipt there, too, so you guys could add it to your write-offs. And then, okay, let me go ahead and save. And then the street address for me to send that Google pin?
Just into your house.
2617.
Okay.
Burns Avenue, B-U-R-N-S, and that's Melbourne, Florida.
Okay, got it.
329, yeah.
35?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha. And then you said this was your address. Brittany, do you want me to hide it?
Yes, I don't need it on Google yet.
Okay. It'll still say Melbourne, Florida on the listing, though, and it'll have the zip code. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. And then for this website, my rep just put that you need it fixed. I put you on a package that includes a website for you guys, but do you already have, like, a domain?
Yeah, so we own the domain, so this is something that we've been doing. We own the domain. We had a buddy create, like, a website for us, whatever. I've kind of created one on GoDaddy. I haven't published that one yet. We're just in the midst of, like, you know, kind of narrowing down this exact website. And,
okay.
You know.
Do you know which domain name you want to use?
So it's weatheredroofing.com.
Okay. What'd you say, Jonathan?
So did you say you included a web something?
Yeah, it's a landing page. So it's not like a fancy custom website design, but... You know, I just wanted to make sure that you guys at least had a site in the package, so I threw that in for you if you need help with it, you know, and then we could provide hosting, too, so you don't got to pay somebody a monthly hosting fee.
Okay.
So that'll help, you know, and keep your overhead down. We like having access to the website in-house, too, because if Google tells us, like, hey, you know, you need to change this, they said that they don't do this type of roof anymore, they just want to focus on this, and we want it to match up with the keywords we're listing you for, instead of us having to call you and tell you guys to jump on there and change it or to call your website guy, tell them to change it, we already have it in-house. Then we could just run it by you guys and take care of it, you know? It's all under one roof.
Okay. Okay.
So
when you
I
say you'll host our site, that'll be for as long as we're doing the $2.99 a month with you guys.
Exactly.
Which ideally, hopefully, we will be because we'll be getting jobs, etc.
Yeah, I mean, we have great retention in your industry. It's 99%. So roofers don't usually leave this once they get that spot. Usually becomes available if, like, they relocate to another area or you go out of business or maybe they sell the business and we don't have, like, that existing account on file. And maybe we're having trouble getting a hold of them. Then it's like, all right, we got to find a new guy. But usually they just stick with it. All right, save. All right, so I got the business profile created. Brittany, do you have access to that domain?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So during the client interview, they'll ask you for access to it. Let me see here. They also included some Facebook ads in your campaign, too. Do you have a Facebook business profile?
No.
What?
We do, but I don't have access to it.
Oh, you don't have access to it. Okay.
Yes, it was set up a while ago, and we just haven't. We'll get access to it.
Okay, because there's ads in there, and that'll help. You know, anything we could do to bring in extra customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, let me update.
So and now I'll be able to go back over all of this and like in detail, and like kind of understand the ins and outs of somebody at a different at a later time. Yeah. Or if I need a call, or if I have questions.
Exactly. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now. It's actually going to come through to the 6637 number, but obviously share that. And you could call in anytime. You have direct access to me. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you guys.
Okay.
Yep. We walk you through it. I mean, the only way we get paid is if you guys get paid, so we're kind of on top of it, making sure it's working.
All righty.
All right. Not yet. I know you want to give it to me. Hold on. So for the client interview, usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but I asked for an hour window in case you guys have extra questions. This is where they're going to go over, like, your keywords, get access to everything. What's a good time tomorrow where we can knock it out?
Man, tomorrow's a big early in the morning. That's the only time you got.
Shoot. We don't really have early because we're... I should say, we're in California. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County. So we're 3 hours behind you. So the earliest we have is 7 a.m. our time, which is 10 a.m. your time. And then the latest that we have is 6 and 7 Eastern Standard.
Oh,
so it has to be between like 10 and 7.
Break.
My break?
Yeah. No, my.
Oh, like I don't get a break. My wife hates my job. Put that dang phone down. Eat dinner.
We could shoot for tomorrow at like 2:30 afternoon Eastern time.
Okay, they want me to set it on the hour. So can I? Let's go like 2 to 3, and I could have them call you closer to 2:30. I mean.
Yeah, you can. Shoot for 2.
Okay. I'm just going to schedule it. So you're going to get a text message reminder at 1 o'clock, just as a heads up for you guys. And then if anything changes, let me know. I could always reschedule it. But,
which phone are they going to call?
That's actually a good question. So I have the account, the phone number for us to contact you guys is Brittany's number. And then the phone number for the clients to contact is the 6637 number. So it's really up to you.
That's fine.
If we need to change it in the future, we will. But that'll work for now.
Okay. If you don't want to talk to me, Brittany, it's fine.
No.
I can change it.
He gets plenty of calls a day. No, this is the better number.
Yeah, I'll just have him deal with the clients, and then we'll deal with the stuff over here, making sure the clients are rolling in. All right. Save. All right. I'm ready for that card.
All right, it is 43, 55, 36, 05, 03, 21, 10, 55.
All right, expiration date, month, and year?
03, 26.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
439.
All right. 439. All right. And then, you want to answer that?
No, that's my phone.
Okay. I need like 60 seconds of your undivided attention. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It's just going to outline the whole service agreement. I'll process the transaction. I'll get you your receipt so you can sign off on that. And then I'll get you your Google verification form so you guys can fill that out. So as I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Weathered Roofing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jonathan Begley Yeary, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Ooh, yeah.
So we already know what you currently have as of today. Anything you currently have,
yeah,
you want to keep doing it?
What was that?
I was saying anything you currently have, if you want to keep doing it, it's totally fine. But what we want to avoid is, like, you don't want to duplicate your Google business profile or any of your online listings. You want, like, the name, address, and phone number on all your listings to match up seamlessly. So we're going to do a name, address, and phone number audit with the information that you guys gave us today. Okay?
Okay. So hold on.
Does that make sense?
Address going to go to the other address?
Yes. The Brittany's address that you guys gave me is going to be switched over as the business address. We're going to have it hidden on all platforms, but it's going to get updated on all platforms with the exception of Home Advisor by Angie's List. We don't touch those guys' stuff.
So my question is, am I going to have to go change all my business information with the state?
With the state?
Like all of his tax receipts, business tax receipts, the county and the cities and things like that.
No, you don't have to do that. I mean, this is just for your online listings. Like they send you a PIN and they.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is perfect.
Yeah. Your business tax information is not Googleable by people. Anything they look up with your business name, address, or phone number on it, though, is going to get updated as Brittany's address is the primary address for it. We're going to hide the actual street address. It'll just have city, state, and zip.
All righty.
All right. I gotcha. It's not my first rodeo. But basically what it's saying, though, and it's saying, like, hey, let us know before you add anything else. We know what you currently have. We don't want you duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing for you. If you guys aren't sure, just double-check.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, any other marketing efforts? I already got that part. Sorry. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 19th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, you're on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle on our website. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with getting you guys .com finished, right? You guys are going to provide the domain. And then I've also waived all setup fees on your campaign entirely. So there's no other charges. It's just $299. And then each month moving forward, it's going to be set up to renew on the 19th day, but you're going to keep that pricing structure of $299. Now it does state in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. There's no funny business. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the 19th day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. The receipt and the outline of the agreement, you have to sign off on it. It's going to be texted to the 6637 number. All right, I'm going to hang on the line with you here. Make sure you got that. It's also going to be emailed to you guys. And then, Brittany, I think I'm going to need your help with the Google verification form. So I'm going to show you what that looks like. And then there's a bunch of, like, it's pretty easy. You could just kind of upload pictures and snap them from your mobile device. But it's going to ask for, like, license, insurance, anything that's required by the state of Florida. That way we could get your Google verification complete.
Okay. And we'll do that tomorrow.
Well, you have time to go through that. So this one you're going to do on your own. But that's why I want to show it to you. It's just a form that you fill out.
Sure.
Yeah. The client interview is more for, like, customizing your campaign. But this is for your Google verification. This is something that's – oh, man, that sounded bad. The Google verification is going to stick with you guys. Like, even if you leave us later, which I'm not saying you will, but if you were to, like, you're still going to have a separate Google business profile that will have a little badge and a check mark on it, and it lets people know, like, Google has verified you guys and that you're a legitimate contractor.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it just adds credibility. That's something you only have to do one time for as long as you own the business.
Awesome.
All right. And so we're good. I got you all set for your client interview. It's going to be tomorrow between 2 and 3. And then you just got to fill out that Google verification form, sign your subscription terms there. They're both texted over to you. And then you know, obviously answer the phone as the calls come in and try to get good reviews. If you guys have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just don't hesitate to call in. You know, we'll walk you through it and make sure it's working.
Okay, you've got his name spelled with an A-N at the end, and it's an O-N. Does that matter? Because it's saying, like, when I'm typing it in for signature purposes, it's saying it doesn't match.
I'm going to fix it. It matters to me. Yeah, because I'm just John. I'm just J-O-H-N. But I wouldn't like that either. Okay, let me update. All right, I'm going to send a fresh one.
Okay.
Where is it? Initial invoice, platinum bundle. Okay, $299. Include Facebook ads. Include the My Site. Waive the fees with the site. All right, there you go. Bada boom. And then I'm going to circle back with you. Well, you want to give it, like, how long do you think it would take you guys to accumulate 5 reviews?
I believe that we have, like
I had a little problem with the reviews, though. Fucking some, nobody that I ever did even work for, someone got snobby about something and went and wrote some negative ass shit on there. But it was before I even opened my, it was like 2 years ago. Before my company was even open, and we even
Trevor Hollivan,
the lady from my,
okay,
and another one, his brother
Nick Torres,
and you know it's horrible. I knew nothing about it until somebody else called me later and said that they went on there, and I was like, what? Like, why would they even go on my shit? And it was because of my ex, and I had no clue it was even going on, not one bit.
Dang. Well, actually, looking at what you guys have right here, I just need 1 5-star review, and then we can start doing the Google guarantee. You'll be at 4. You'll be at a 4 overall at a 5-star rating if we could just get 1 5-star review on there.
There's a couple other people that said when they get off work they're going to do it. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you guys can get that, then we can launch the Google guarantee campaign whenever you're ready. It's just a 250 application, and then we could do that background screening, but. That's at your own discretion. It's going to be the 650 to start after you get through the background screening. So that's a completely separate campaign.
Alrighty.
Alright, but let us know. I definitely want to advance you guys into that because, I mean, it's a different ball game at that point. Those leads that we send, we basically pre-screen them for you, get them all the way down to the point where they're ready to make an appointment, and then we call you guys. And then we let Brittany, like, set up the appointment, and then you only get charged if she agrees to, like, set the appointment and have you actually go out there and meet with them. So that's a really good
that's
program.
That's awesome, because I noticed with these other ones, I got a couple bullshit, and then I just pissed me off.
I know. I know how that works, man. I've There, if you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, like, there's, you're going to leave them soon.
Yeah, yeah, listen, I just started now. I'm just trying to get more work. Don't get me wrong. I've been doing a lot of roofs already. I started doing roofs 2 weeks ago because I built some up, but, you know, I've already got like 6 roofs on the books in 2 weeks, so.
Nice. Yeah,
not too
bad
for starting out, but I just want more and more and more and more.
Yeah, you're going to kill it. You want to be in a position where you have enough, like, of a pipeline, and that's the great thing about the tracking system that my guys always tell me, is this thing's nonstop. You know, if people are searching, they're seeing you all the time with these local listings. So sometimes leads will just build up in there, and you and Brittany could just go in there and cherry pick who you want to call back and work with, you know?
Yeah, so question, I don't know what I was going to ask, never mind.
Sorry, I was talking over you.
So did you, I think I signed the contract. Did that go through?
Yeah, is it showing you, hold on, let me go back. Is it showing you username and password?
Yeah, it should be there, but now it's not.
It's saying no on my side, too.
Okay.
Hold on one sec. Hold on. Let me get in here. Refresh it. Oh, yeah, it's signed. I got it.
Okay. And then also, what is my username and password for Local Plus? Is that something that I'm going to send up when you guys send me the email and the onboarding tomorrow or whatever it is?
Exactly. End of the client interview tomorrow, they'll send you a separate email at the end. It's going to have the temporary username and password, Brittany, and then you can get in there and change it to whatever you want. There's a 8-minute YouTube video that will show you how to use the tracking system. So that's really cool. And then
now, is the tracking system, like, I keep it with me and wherever I'm at?
Well, yeah, so there's a link in that too. So there's also a link to the downloadable app in the email. So you could just download it to your phone, and then you could plug it in, and then you're out in the field, you'll have access to it. You have multiple users log into it. So you and Brittany could both have it on your mobile device and monitor it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a good feature right there. You could also request reviews too. Like if you get so wrapped up, you forget to ask them for the review, and then, you know, at nighttime, or you could have Brittany do it and just go in there and send it. To them. Yeah, so that's a good tool. We want to accumulate those reviews, but I want to grow you guys into Google Guarantee. I feel like if you can handle that capacity, well, what is your capacity? How many guys you got working for you?
I got a crew that has up to 14. It just depends how big the roof is.
Okay. How many jobs do you think you guys can work at once?
Like, what do you mean? Like, how many can I do in a week?
Yeah, well, within a week and within 40 miles of you. I mean, you have two separate vehicles, right? And you could send them out on their own. Okay. You have a guy that
you trust that'll
be able to oversee a separate project on his own while you're at a different one?
Absolutely. I've been doing this a long time, so I actually know how to roof as well as, you know, my people.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is going to roof for me that don't know how to roof or nothing like that,
That's what I like to hear, though, because I get these older guys who just kind of, they make their money work for them, so they get these spots, and then they, like, will close deals, but they don't actually, like, quality check the roofs. They don't actually get up there. They don't actually roof. They're just all, like, closing contracts, and, you know, they stay on that side of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you said that.
I go to the house afterwards. I run the magnet again just to make sure. Do a little, little extra cleanup.
Good. No, that's what I like to hear, man. I'm ready to rock and roll with you guys. We'll get this Google Guarantee going. In the meantime, I'm not going to promise you anything, but I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to see what I could do about getting those other reviews expunged as part of our review monitoring program.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I'm not going to promise you anything.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm not going to promise you anything because usually we want to be in there and have access to the review monitoring beforehand. These ones were written before we actually got access to the Google Business Profile, so it makes it a little tougher. But I have had a couple of times where I've been able to help my guys. So I'm going to see what I can do about that since you're saying it's not actually a customer. It's just somebody trying to bash you.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to see what I can do. I mean, even if I could just get one of them off of there, I'm sure it'll make a big difference with the star rating as it sits right now.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. And,
all right, you guys.
You said you're going to send over your personal contact info. Is that right?
Yeah, you should have it in your text. Let me verify. Hold on 1 second here. Because I swapped the numbers out from when I sent stuff over at the beginning of the call. It might be in your phone. Yep, it's in your phone, huh? Yeah.
No, it's in the official phone. That's fine. It's always with me.
Okay, that was the first thing I sent over to you guys. So, yeah, you have that. And then we also have 24/7 customer service. So if you want something done and it's, like, after hours on the weekends, there's still always a representative here to help you.
Awesome.
All right, you guys.
Are you guys local?
No, they're in California.
No, no, we're in California. If you look up Local Splash and then look up Google Building 1, we're right across the street from the main Google headquarters here.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, I've been in business since 2004. Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 2, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one.
You too, bye-bye.